Boom, shakalaka, shakalaka, shaka. Oh, wow.
Door closed, Brent.
Huh? I was just finishing it.
Oh, good. Good. So, are you ready for French?
I am ready for French.
So, you know what time you have to be there, right?
1:40. Yeah. Right?
I don't know. We'll have to check the email because I want you to be sure.
I am pretty sure.
Because I don't think it said 1:40.
1:30, probably.
Whatever time period it is.
We don't even have a period guide. Date tomorrow.
Ready?
I have it ready.
So find a place to go in between the time you get out and the time that and spend a good hour. Because she told you point blank, she laid down the gauntlet. If you do well, you will raise your grade a full letter grade. Consider it a challenge. Challenge accepted.
He does not talk like that. Challenge accepted. Why are you gonna give him that voice?
I was combining, actually.
Combining what?
Ellie. Change approved.
Oh, why? Why are you...
Because that in my head, challenge accepted and change approved are the same emotion.
Not.
It could be said by the same guy.
Yeah, okay. Change approved could be something... That could be on How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Speaking of How I Met Your Mother, I had a dream last night that Alana and I were like adults and we were hanging out with the How I Met Your Mother cast, but they weren't the actors. They were actually like Ted and Robin and stuff. Like it was them in real life and they were just our friends. We were just hanging out with them.
Crazy.
We were like in their apartment chilling. It's a dream.
Yeah.
I've had weirder dreams. I've had much weirder dreams.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose. I have to go put a Q-tip in my ear.
Alright, can that wait? Can you get your finger out of your ear? That's gross.
It itches so bad right now, I can't stand it.
That's gross. I don't want to hear about your ear itch. Ow.
So I'm trying to put together an idea. I think I've got it, but I don't know for sure.
What?
For the article I want to write about that.
Ugh. Ow.
What's going on down there?
I don't know.
What do you have, crickets?
No, do you ever just get like a random pain like in places and it just hurts out of nowhere? That happens to be so much I just ignore it.
No.
Should I stop ignoring things like that?
Probably. Where's your random pain?
Sorry.
Random pain would be a good G.I. Joe name too. Yeah, don't ignore random pain. Because the placement of random pain could mean something else. Where you're pointing is nothing.
Yeah, I know if it's like right here. Something.
Lower right is
yeah, it's
appendix, so.
You told me that appendix was on your stomach a bunch of years ago.
What?
Lied to me. You told me it was like a thumb-shaped little thing that has no purpose off of your stomach. You told me that exactly.
No?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I believed that until I found out it wasn't there.
It's off the small intestine.
Yeah, you lied to me.
You
were telling me false medical
info. Are you certain that you're
info.
Remembering correctly?
No, I know I am.
Yeah?
Because I've said, like, some of the little things that you've told me throughout my life have stuck with me.
Mm.
That's one of them. And I've always had an image
I lied
of it.
A lot to you when you were growing up.
You shouldn't do that, though. You should tell them the truth about stuff so they don't grow up believing lies.
I don't know that I agree with that.
Well, some stuff, like that the appendix doesn't come off your stomach. It's off the small intestine.
You don't need to know.
I need to know! Mm-hmm. Or else I would have known that.
Mm-hmm. If you were on your way to med school, then I probably would have come clean earlier. But
I think I would know if I was... old enough to go to med school.
Going to high school. What else?
It's not good enough. Should I be going to med school instead of high school?
Well, no. I'm not making a comparison. I'm just saying.
I know.
You know,
okay.
You're on a regular course, but for some reason you had skipped all that and were on your way to med school. I may have come clean and told you where the appendix actually was.
I think I would know if I was going to med school. I think I'd be a little bit more prepared.
Maybe. Maybe the reason you're not in med school yet is because I misled you about the appendix.
I could be in med school right now.
See? It's all my fault.
It's all your fault.
So,
whatever. What was I gonna tell
when you're
you?
Writing manifestos and living in a little shack in the middle of Wyoming, sending hate mail to the government, you can blame me.
I'm not gonna send hate mail to the government. Why would I do that?
Because that's what crazy people do.
Oh, alright. I'm not gonna send hate mail to the government.
Alright, so get a good night's sleep. There are. I'll have to check. I don't know if there are actually, because your brother had seconds and/or thirds.
And or? And thirds? Yeah. Oh, wait, that makes sense.
Maybe. Possibly thirds. I don't know for sure he had thirds.
Goodness gracious.
But, you know, that's a high praise from Cody.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know if there are any leftovers, but if we have leftovers, would you like chocolate chip pancakes again?
Sure.
Okay.
Wait, I wanted to tell you.
You have to tell me quick because I'm fading fast. I worked out. And
I'm sorry, your breath, it's very strong right now, and I don't know what it is, but I don't enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah.
I just brushed my teeth.
I don't know. For our part of our final exam in drama, mm-hmm. we had to do a 1-2-3-4 improv. And so that's one person comes in, sets up the where, so another person comes in, sets up a relationship, third person comes in, sets up a problem, fourth person comes in, and solves it. So I came in for the problem, and it was like a girl, a taxi driver, she was getting her taxi washed, and this guy came up and was like, hey, you got people looking for you, you need some protection. And he pulls out like a giant gun, and he's just like circling around her, like looking around, and I was like, so I came in with the problem, and I was like, you can't have a gun in here, you need to leave like right now, I'm gonna call the police. And then Chris, who is supposed to solve it, comes in with a bomb, and I was like, you're not solving anything. And then Roderick, that's not his actual name, but we call him Roderick, because that's who he is, I don't know where it came from, was like after the scene, he was like, oh, that girl's always trying to come in and solve it when there's not even anything to solve yet. She was supposed to make the problem. I was like, I did make the problem. He didn't solve it.
Wait, tell me what? They were talking crap?
Yeah.
To who?
I was like, each other. And I was like, you were supposed to solve it, but you came in with the bomb.
So...
Just to clarify, this is improv. This kid did not actually have a bomb.
But, and you're certain that you had your part right?
Yeah, I was coming in to make the problem.
What, tell me what that means. What are those?
1-2-3-4 improv.
You're saying that like I should know what that means, but I don't.
Because I just told you what it means.
Yeah, but you only told me the headlines. What does that mean? One person comes in and...
sets up the where. Where are you?
Like, give me a quick example. Do all parts, but like with one sentence a piece.
Going up to someone and being like, yeah, I'll take a burger and a large drink, and then like that's setting up where you are. You're in a fast food joint, and then somebody could come up and be the person making your order. Like, all right, ma'am, that'll be.
Second person does what?
Yeah, the second person sets up relationship.
Okay.
So you're setting up that you're a customer and an employee. You say, okay, that'll be $7.58. And then the third person comes in and sets up the problem. Oh, the boss comes in, we're all out of what that person ordered. And then the fourth person comes in and solves it. Oh, I'm a delivery guy, and I just brought in an order of it.
Okay.
And I was doing the boss, I was doing the problem. We're all out. I was doing, you can't have a gun in here. And then Chris was supposed to come in and be the delivery guy, but instead he had a bomb. I was like,
"What? How could he have solved it? What would the?"
I don't know. He has to come up with that.
What would you have done?
In the same
Like,
situation? I don't
yeah.
even know.
Like, what are some possible? Does it have to be solved well?
Just be solved. The problem at hand has to be solved. Having a bomb in a chest didn't solve
Right.
anything. It just caused more of a problem, which other people had to solve, which wasn't how the scene was supposed to go.
And so what happened after that? You keep going?
Yeah, we have to keep going, and Thomas Atwell says to stop. So, he brought in a bomb, and then Roderick had his gun out, and then he detonated the bomb, so we were all like, oh, we like fell backwards and stuff. And Cherry, who was the taxi driver later, helped lady, like helped us up, and we're like, we gotta get out of here, blah blah blah. And then I don't even know. It was just chaotic.
And then they were saying that you didn't solve the problem.
Yeah. And I was like, I wasn't supposed to solve the problem. I made the problem. You just brought in more of a problem.
Did you say that to him?
Yeah.
And what was his response?
Scoff, whatever. All
What was the
right.
teacher's response?
She didn't say anything. She doesn't really say anything about it.
How do you think the scene went in terms of your
She grades us separately, so
individually?
I did my scene well. I did my part of the scene well.
Good. How'd the rest of the final go?
The questions were really easy. There were 99, and everybody got through them in like 20 minutes because they were just so easy. And there were only like two or three that I didn't know for sure.
Then is that 1, 2, 3, 4 improv the only thing you had to do?
After the 99 problems, yeah.
How do you feel about the talking crap?
Don't care.
Okay. Who are they talking crap to? You?
Each other. Chris and Roderick.
They called you that girl.
Yeah, I was like, okay, you don't even know my name? All right. To be fair, I don't really think I know Roderick's real name. I don't know why we started calling him Roderick.
Are these like friends of yours, or is there like an abrasive relationship?
Acquaintances.
All right. You okay? Well, you think you did well?
I know I did that.
Okay, good.
Because I did everything I was supposed to do. Usually I don't do that much of a voice for my character, Alma, because like when I'm up there, I don't really think about it. But she said, if your character sounds anything like you, I'm taking points off. So I had to.
Nice. Interesting. So what's
Yeah.
Alma's voice? She an old lady?
No, she's young. I came in, I was like, sir, you cannot have a gun in here. That's her voice now. I changed her up a little bit. She's more like snobby and stuck up. And she's like, she thinks that she's better than you because she runs the entire courtroom. So she's like, I control your fate. I can send you straight off to jail right now. Nobody else could do anything about it.
What was she doing in the burger place? Where were you? What was the place
That
set
was
up?
all just the burger thing was
No, but
hypothetical.
what was your place?
Somebody brought out a gun and I told him that he could not have a
I
gun
know, but
here.
where? Well,
Like a car wash place? I
oh,
don't
car wash, that's right. Okay. Hey, bro.
know. You gotta for gonna sleep in a good day tomorrow. I'm gonna have a good day at work. Pretty good a boys back. Please have a good day there. Let's have a great day tomorrow. Everybody.
Hey, man. Smooch. Did you take another bath? Make sure your phone is charging correctly.
Oh my gosh, as soon as my
Actually,
glasses came off, I just got super
I'm gonna bring you water in an antibiotic. I love you.